I greet you all in the precious name of Jesus. My name is Alison Lee Long, and I would like to thank God for giving me the opportunity to share my testimony with you. I am 63 years old and spent most of those years living out of God's will. My life was drugs and alcohol. I had no plan to change it. In 2004, I was diagnosed with cancer and had to be operated on my lung to remove the cancer. In 2013, I had a valve replacement and underwent open heart surgery. All through this, I still drank and used drugs. I even tried to take my life. An ex-boyfriend, who is now my husband, came down from Johannesburg and suggested we go to church. I said I would give it a try, having no intentions of changing my life. On the 20th of October 2014, my second visit to church, I was sitting on my hands when Pastor Rod gave an altar call. I felt myself rise from the chair and I gave my life to the Lord. I was going to start chemo in March 2015 when Pastor Rod told me about a healing deliverance seminar, and I was not sure about this. Although I did believe in Christ, I thought that being slain in the spirit and having a hand laid upon you was a hoax. All Pastor Rod said to me was to believe and trust in God, childlike faith. A week later, I went back to the hospital for my checkup and to see if I was okay to start the chemotherapy. They did the tests and found no cancer. From 2004 until 2015, I was taking a handful of meds every day for cholesterol, blood pressure, sugar. After God touched my life and the healing in my life, I did not have to take any medication. I went back to the hospital to go and redo the test so that they could prepare me for the chemo. And then they told me that it's a miracle. I've got to redo the test because this is impossible. And I said it was not impossible. And I had explained to them what had happened to me and how I'd gone to this healing deliverance seminar. And I got delivered from cancer, from alcohol, from all the addictions that I had. I'm now serving the Lord, and I give all the glory and praise to God for saving me and fetching me from all of this. And I want to tell people they must trust completely in God, have childlike faith, and trust in God to heal and to sort their lives out. If any of you are listening out there and think that there's no hope, please try and go and look at your Bible and see God is watching over you, and He is looking at you, and there is always a chance and hope. Don't leave it. Try God. Try and see. Turn your faith into God, because if He can do it for me, He can do it for you. I want to thank GNCR for allowing me to share my testimony. And if there is somebody out there that is doubting or needs some help, try and turn your help to God. God is there waiting to help you. God bless. Goodbye from Alison.